There is a power for good in the universe, greater than you are, and you can use it.
The Institute of Religious Science presents its dean and founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, world-renowned author, philosopher, and spiritual leader. Every Sunday, Dr. Holmes brings you this radio ministry to show you how you can use the power for good in the universe to enjoy greater happiness, peace, and spiritual understanding through this thing called life. Friends, once again, we welcome you to this radio ministry, conducted by one of the great spiritual leaders of our times, Dr. Ernest Holmes. Dr. Holmes' talks, which he brings you every Sunday, are based on the positive, affirmative philosophy which he has outlined in his famous textbook, Science of Mind. Dr. Holmes' many books of self-help and inspiration, including the one which gave title to this radio program, This Thing Called Life, have been read by hundreds of thousands of men and women. Today, Dr. Holmes will speak to you on one of his favorite themes, how to use the law of good. In this talk, Dr. Holmes shows you that just as the miracles of modern science are brought about by the use of natural laws, scientific religion makes use of spiritual and mental principles. Dr. Holmes has something important to say to you, so listen with open heart and mind as Dr. Holmes tells you how the power, which is greater than you are, can help you, whoever you are, wherever you are, through this thing called life.
Friends, I would like to talk to you today about the science of religion and how we can use a power of good greater than we are. Let us start out with this simple proposition in mind, that we are surrounded by a creative intelligence that receives the impress of our thought and acts on it. This is the key to the whole teaching of Jesus about prayer. For Jesus definitely said that there is a power greater than we are, a power that responds to us according to the way we think. And Jesus was able to make his claim good. And he made no claim for himself that he did not make for others. Rather, he said, what I am doing is an example of what you may do. What I have accomplished, you also may accomplish if you will follow the rules that I am laying down. And these rules were very simple, so simple that we overlooked them. They are as simple as the opening thought of our program. There is a power for good in the universe, greater than you are, and you can use it. Let us then take this as the basis for our thought. There is a power for good, and we can use it. This power responds to our thinking, to our faith, our conviction, our acceptance. It is done unto us by a power greater than we are. And this power responds to our thinking and acts on our faith. Jesus told us all about this. And this is what he meant when he said that when you pray, you must believe that you already have, and then you will receive. But he said another thing, and the most important part of his teaching. He said that this power is not only law, it is also love. Therefore, he told us that if we would get the most good from the use of the power that is greater than we are, we must always use it in love. And this is all that we have to remember. The power greater than we are supposed to use it, and to use it for every good purpose, just as Jesus did. But we are also to remember that this power is never delivered to us in its fullness until we use it rightly. And we always use it rightly when we use it in such a way as to bring about good for ourselves and for others. And now with all this in mind, then, let us take this simple proposition that because there is a power for good which responds to our faith, it follows then that we are surrounded by a creative energy, a creative mind that responds to our thinking exactly as we think. It is done unto you as you believe. You see, Jesus not only said it is done unto you, he very carefully added, it is done unto you as you believe. And how could it be otherwise? For if there is a power that responds to our thinking, our faith and conviction, then certainly it would have to respond in the way we think. It would have to act like a mirror, reflecting back to us the images of our thoughts. And so Jesus said, it is done unto you as you believe. If you can only believe a little, then a little will be done. But if you can increase your faith, greater things then can happen. And one day when the disciples of Jesus apparently had been trying to heal someone and had not been successful, they came to him and asked what they should do. Jesus answered, increase your faith. This they did, or attempted to do, but still without success. And so they again returned to the master and said, what shall we do now? And Jesus said, have the faith of God, which of course means have a complete faith. Let nothing disturb your conviction. And he also said, judge not according to appearances. That is, don't become confused over things as they now seem to be, but judge righteously, which means think independently of any present condition, because the power that is greater than you are can change this condition. It is important for us to remember this, for we all are laboring under the mistakes of our yesterdays. We are confused over what transpires around us, and sometimes we feel that we are caught in a net of circumstances too great to be overcome. It was this possibility of starting fresh and new every day that Jesus pointed out. As a matter of fact, this must have been why he so frequently forgave people their sins or mistakes, and then told them to try all over again. No, we are not to judge according to appearances, no matter what they look like. We are not to measure the possibility of tomorrow by anything that has happened yesterday or throughout all the yesterdays of the dim and the distant past. For today is a fresh beginning. Today your world and my world can be made new if we will only use the power for good, the power that is greater than we are. And if we can only realize that this power can act independently of any circumstance whatsoever. Anyone can have faith if he really wants to, but it will be much easier for us to have faith when we realize that we are dealing with a power greater than we are. As a matter of fact, it is only when we do believe in the greater power that we can have faith. And so let's again return to our basic proposition. We are surrounded by a law of mind. It is a creative law. It responds to our thinking exactly as we think. And through careful practice, gradually we can weed out all negative thoughts, and we can replace them with positive ones. So the whole matter is simplified. And finally, we come to realize that we are dealing only with our own thoughts, while our thoughts in their turn are acted on by the power greater than we are. It is wonderful to know that we do not have to coerce this power. It is always there, always ready, always able and willing to respond. But it is impossible for it to respond to us in any other way than by corresponding to our thinking. It is indeed like a mirror reflecting back our thoughts to us. we do the thinking. The mirror does the reflecting. If we want the picture in the mirror to change, we change the image in front of it. And so it is with our thoughts. The mirror of life will always be there, and we shall always be standing in front of it. And when we look into it and see something is not in accord with divine harmony, we can instantly change the image. When we do this, the reflection will correspond to the new form that we have placed before the mirror. One of our great problems is that we make everything too hard. We sometimes think that we must have such terrific mentalities. We have to be so intellectual. We have to know all the answers before ever we can begin to use the law of good. Now, Jesus understood all this, and so he placed before us the example of a little child. Just a little child who expected things to happen. He believed that when he asked his mother for a slice of bread, then his mother would give it to him. He hadn't yet built up a lot of resistance. He hadn't accumulated a lot of doubt and fear and suspicion. He just said, "Please, may I have a slice of bread?" And in a moment it was in his hand, and he was eating it. And Jesus so frequently referred to the necessity of this childlike trust. If we could only forget that we have to know so much, and if we could only remember that the burden of life is on the shoulders of a power greater than we are, and if we would only learn to relax, and if we would only let this power do it, then indeed should we have miracles in our lives. So let us take this childlike attitude. Just a simple trust and faith in a power for good, and realize that it is not the power that we have to change, but ourselves. And we must learn that the way to use this law of good is by training our minds to believe in it, to accept it, and then seeing to it that we act as though it were true. See to it that all our thinking becomes affirmative, and that for every no, there is a yes. For every apparent evil, there is a good. For every seeming hate, let there be a love. And for every discouragement, a faith. And for every disappointment, a certainty. Now let us suppose that nothing has been going right for us, and so we feel pretty discouraged. But we do have a conviction that there is a power greater than we are, and that we can use it. And we have come to understand that this power works for us by working through us. And so we begin to change our way of thinking. And this is done by making certain definite statements every day and by persisting until we receive a proof. Perhaps we will say something like this: knowing that there is a power greater than I am placing complete confidence in it. I believe that this power is now working in my life. I believe that I am being guided by an intelligence that knows everything. I believe that I am being guarded by a love that tenderly cares for everyone. I believe that there is a power operating in my affairs which is supreme. Therefore, I say to myself, there is no fear or doubt, nothing that can dim my vision or mar the picture that I now make of myself as being whole and happy and confident. There is no discouragement from the past, and there is no fear that can mar the faith that I have today. I know that my word, my own thinking right now, erases all negative pictures in my mind and replaces them with confidence and expectancy, with faith and assurance. I expect new and better things to happen. I believe that I shall be surrounded by love and by friendship. And now, if we wish to follow more exactly the instructions of Jesus, instead of saying, I shall be, we would say, I believe that I now am. You see, this covers that part of his teaching where he said, when you pray, believe that you have, and you will receive. And so we should say, I believe that I am now surrounded by love and friendship. I know that right now I give out love and friendship. There is nothing but love and friendship. I believe that I am guided now and directed and governed. I believe that the good I desire now is a part of my experience because I believe that God is right where I am and that good is operating through me. And we must be sure to add that there is nothing in us that wishes anything other than good for all people. Love is the motivating power of our life. All that we are or all that we expect to come, become, we should gladly give. Giving and getting, living and loving, being happy and making others happy. This is the great lesson we are to learn. And this alone can establish the kingdom of God on our earth. I've been so interested in learning how many of you on your vacation trips are making it a point to listen to us on your car or your portable radios. For instance, here is one lady who writes, on our way to Portland, we stopped beside the road in a small group of tall green trees where we looked upon a range of snow-capped mountains. And it was so beautiful tuning in that we felt we were in the church of God's great out of doors. I do pray that your message will be heard throughout the whole world. It is so sorely needed. God is blessing you, and God is blessing your great work. Our thanks to the writer of this wonderful letter, and to all of you who write to us so faithfully. I want you to know how happy your letters make me. And I also want to be sure that you are sending for your lessons and that you are applying them in your everyday life. You know, you really can help yourself, and you can help others if you do this. The method is very simple, but it is very effective. Always remember this. You are using a power greater than you are, but it is a power that responds and responds directly to you. In this way, you make this power personal in answering your everyday needs. And one of the greatest joys that will ever come to you will be the discovery that you can also use this great power to help others. And now let us take as the thought for our meditation today these words from Jesus. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And let us see if we cannot come into a quiet acceptance of the operation of the law of good in our lives and in the lives of others whom we would like to help, as each one says quietly to himself. Believing that I am surrounded by a law of good greater than I am, and having perfect faith in this law, and realizing that it operates on my thinking, I affirm there is one life. That life is God. That life is my life now. There is one love. that love is God. That love flows through me to everyone I meet, healing, blessing, and making whole. Believing that there is one divine intelligence that governs everything, I affirm that this intelligence is acting in my mind, causing me to know what is best and to do what is best. I open my mind to new thoughts, new ideas, and I know that as I do this, new experiences shall come to me. Believing that there is one presence animating everything, I recognize this presence in everyone I meet, in everything I do, and in every circumstance that confronts me. Therefore, I rest in peace and in the quiet confidence that all is well. And it is my sincere desire that the life and the love that God is shall flow through me to the whole world. There is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it.